This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for tuning in. It's Thursday. Morgan, are you there? I guess he's not. The celebrity trash this time around. I don't know where he went, but he's out. He stepped out for a moment.
Thursday.
Oh, he's back. Oh, phew. This part of the show is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Pod. We put up a new episode yesterday, and you can actually win Johnny's. It's an official U.S. ski team ski jacket, and it still has the tags on it. It's lovely. It's blue. Who could argue with that? And it's got, like, you know, all the sponsors for the U.S. ski team. It's got patches all over it. It's a really cool jacket, and he's giving it away. And you can find out how to win it by listening to yesterday's podcast, which is already up on radio.com. I put it on yesterday. I was, like, modeling it out on the porch for John. My husband, John. I know. Yeah. And
Get those pictures up on Instagram.
Yeah. What are you going to post those puppies or what?
I'm not going to post them. I sent them to Bryn. Bryn can put them up if you want to show. But I gave you some pictures of Johnny, too. Put a picture of Johnny. So people know that Johnny's actually worn this jacket. Like, it's,
that's,
you know, he's had it on.
Worn by an Olympian, right?
Yes, worn by an Olympian. So there you go. Johnny Mosley Pod. All the details on how to win this jacket are on the Johnny Mosley Pod this week. I was in the middle of something else and I totally forgot to look up what the exact expression is for a person who represents themselves as a fool for a client. The lawyer who represents themselves or something. Anyway, Halle Berry. Don't do it, girl. I guess she just broke up with her lawyer. She has filed to represent herself in her divorce case with that Olivier Martinez guy. Uh-huh. He's got that Laura Wasser chick, which is, look, I get it. Maybe you want to save money. Maybe you hate your lawyer. You just say, I'll just do it myself. I'll write it and I'll do it live. But that chick is going to take her to the cleaners, isn't she? I mean, she's armed to the teeth with knowledge.
So for sure, this Olivier guy has less dough than Halle Berry's the money maker in that couple. Is that what you're saying? For sure.
I would certainly think so.
I don't know. I know he's an actor and I've seen him in something. I can't, some movie about an affair, I think.
Oh goodness.
I think he was the handsome guy in some Michael Douglas movie or Gwyneth Paltrow. I don't know. Anyway, the bottom line is, I can see why how that happens, because if you've ever had someone who's supposed to be on your side tell you a hard truth and you're like, you're supposed to be on my side, you're fired, what the heck? I can see where she's like, I didn't want to hear that from you, even though that's probably the truth.
You're saying her lawyer said something,
yes,
to you, like, look, you're going to have to give up this or that.
Right, that she didn't want to hear, and she probably said, well, screw it. I'm not going to have someone who's for the other side.
Right. You don't seem to be acting in my best interest. I'm going to lose money. So now she'll lose even more money, and that'll be great.
Right.
54-year-old Halle Berry filed to represent herself instead of an attorney on Tuesday. Her former attorney, Marina Zakian, signed off on the change on July 30th. And Berry signed off August 11th, and then she has filed to represent herself. I guess between the 11th and Tuesday, she couldn't find someone who wouldn't tell her the hard truths. So she said, I'm just going to go in there and do it. So he is being, he is 50, he is also 54, Olivier Martinez. He's being represented by celebrity divorce attorney Laura Wasser. So good luck, Hallie. They got a kid. They have a six-year-old named Maceo, and they filed separately, citing irreconcilable differences, asking for joint custody. And so maybe she feels like, why would, everything's all settled already. Why would I pay anyone? It'll be.
What is that dude's name? Olivier Martinez?
Yeah.
He's a French film actor, so he has a career outside of the United States.
Right.
They were only married for 3 years, but I guess she's going to pay, huh? Like,
I don't know what, maybe they have it all worked out, Vinny, and they've decided she'll represent herself just so they don't have to pay two lawyers. I don't know, but it does seem.
He's a handsome dude, but let me see if I can find any kind of films by him. Oh, he just finished Mosquito State.
Oh, I've never heard of it. I don't go to films anymore. I don't know about you guys, but there's a pandemic going on, so even if he had a blockbuster out right now.
He was in the TV series Mars.
Oh.
I don't know. Do you know
I have. I've seen a few episodes of that. It's like a short distance into the future thing where we're heading out to Mars. I want to say like they talk about Elon Musk and it's been a while since I fell off of it, which is saying something. A show called Mars that I'm not watching anymore.
Right.
You know, I'm kind of into that.
I can't find the movie I was thinking that he starred in, but whatever. So he's got, he's definitely got
money. I think you're thinking of Viggo Mortensen. There's I think it's called Dial M for Murder or something like that. If you're talking about Michael Douglas and Gwyneth Paltrow, wasn't Viggo Mortensen the dude she was banging on the side? And he was the angry husband?
I don't
husband?
Remember, and it's not worth our time, but I do see that he's got a lot of, Unfaithful, there it is, right there. It's right there, Unfaithful. It's 2002, and it's, who's starring in this? Is this Richard Gere? It is, it's Richard Gere that he's, and Diane Lane, that's it.
Ooh.
You seen that?
No, he's very handsome, though. I can see why he'd be, you know. He's definitely a looker. Isn't he the one who got in a fight with the father of, is her other daughter's name
her,
Nala or something?
Her previous partner, yes. They fought and he kicked that guy's head in.
This guy, Olivier did.
Olivier did. Kicked this
guy's
head
in. Isn't he like a boxer too? Like he's got some fighting training?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I want to say it was a happy Thanksgiving day in the driveway, which is where all fights should happen. Let's not get any blood in the house, people. Anyway, good luck with your divorce, Hallie. You'll be representing yourself. I hear bad things about that. You mentioned earlier that the there are some boycotts happening currently in the NBA and spreading to other sports. Milwaukee Bucks refused to take the floor, boycotted the game. The team was protesting the latest police shooting of an African-American man in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where a white officer shot a black man named Jacob Blake 7 times in the back while his kids watched. He is alive, but they say he's most likely going to be paralyzed from the waist down, or is currently, and they don't know if they can change that. The Bucks were supposed to play Game 5. So this is the playoffs. I mean, this is, and everything just ground to a halt. The Bucks were supposed to play Game 5 against the Magic. The game's been postponed indefinitely. Later yesterday afternoon, 2 other NBA playoff games were shut down, the Lakers and the Trailblazers and the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Houston Rockets. LeBron James said the games are being boycotted in protest, not merely postponed. So it's not super clear how this is all going to shake out. But everyone is frustrated. And they say a ton of the players are super. They're just so mad. They don't want to be focusing on basketball at this point. The Milwaukee Brewers stood in solidarity with the Bucks and the city and nixed their game against the Cincinnati Reds. A couple other MLB games were also abandoned, our own Giants and the Dodgers and the Mariners and the Padres. Major League Soccer had 5 matches called off. The WNBA's joined this. They're calling it a strike now. And then apparently late last night, after boycotting yesterday's playoff games, a bunch of NBA players held a meeting and to try to decide, are we even going to continue this season? And this season's been crazy anyway. I mean, it's,
one of the stories,
it's the whole bubble thing.
Right. One of the stories with that is that under any other circumstance, these players would not be in the same cities. But because of the bubble, they're all in the same place. And
they can call a meeting.
Right. They had a meeting and they got together last night and it didn't go well if you're someone who wants to see the rest of the season played. But many are also saying hopefully they sleep on it and recognize that, you know, there's also business reasons to play. But, you know, they don't – most of them have enough money to strike. So they can do that if they want. That's not going to necessarily ruin them.
So nothing was decided last night. They say these talks are going to continue today, but that most likely means that today's scheduled playoff games are off. The players did an informal poll while they met, and the Lakers and Clippers voted to leave the bubble and end the season. Also at the meeting, the NBA Players Association said, you know, they sat and explained the financial implications of ending the season, including a possible lockout next year. LeBron said he wants the owners to be more involved, take action. It's unclear what they could do to right now to possibly revive the playoffs. It doesn't look promising, though, and it's terrible in the midst of everything else that's going on. This is happening too, and everyone who was so psyched to have sports back is maybe going to have to be disappointed.
I've got one more.
At least I've got Big Brother, right, Sarah?
Yes, Vinny. I love my little big brother.
I watched
Here's Kenny Smith of he's a sports commentator for NBA on TNT. And here's what he had to say.
And for me, I think the biggest thing now is to kind of, as a black man, as a former player, I think it's best for me to support the players and just not be here tonight.
Oh, and he unplugs and he stands up.
Gets up.
Oh, he leaned.
And they support him.
His co-host is all.
Okay. Right.
Actually, it looks like there's four dudes at that desk. Oh, I see, because it's social distancing. They've spread the whole desk out. They're taking up the...
So that's... on the far right is Charles Barkley. On the far left is Shaq. Mm-hmm. Kenny is the guy walking off. Mm-hmm. And look at him.
I don't
stunned.
Know who the white
wow.
guy is in the middle. I know. Wow.
Anyway...
Kobe Bryant, who, as you know, they declared 8/24 Kobe Bryant Day, and his birthday was over the weekend. Apparently, the last game he ever played, he scored 60 points in, and he signed the number 8 on the hardwood. And I don't know if the plan was for them to take that up, but apparently that section of the court at the Staples Center, that little chunk is going to be auctioned off. I don't even know where they would price that at. Is that $500,000? Is it $5 million? Like I don't even know what you'd pay for it. But that is if you have tons of money and you're a big Kobe Bryant fan or you love the NBA, whatever it is, you want this piece of history. The signed number 8, and it's just, you know, the white number 8 purple outline on the actual court. That's going up on the auction block. The only reason I know who Plaxico Burress is, or Burris, is because he shot himself in the leg. It's just, you know, Plaxico, that's a name you don't forget, right? And
right.
Then you tie
so he's
it to
a
that.
New York Giants wide receiver, or was a New York Giants wide receiver, and shot himself in the leg, and I think in a club. I think he was actually bringing a weapon into a club.
He was, 2009. It's been quite a long time since this happened. He has joined something called OnlyFans. So I've seen this because Bella Thorne is on there. She just joined, and I'll tell you a little bit more about her in a second. But what it sounds like is it's pornographic content or adult, not safe for work content. So, but it means that if you're a fan of this person, you pay a monthly subscription fee. The price is set by them, by the actual star. Not by OnlyFans. And so I don't know. Is this like where you can put your own porn? Wouldn't that just get everywhere? Because people go, oh, my God, there's Plaxico's scar and more. Let me put that on my Instagram or whatever. Anyway,
I don't know. I always trip out when guys put themselves in that position because I assume that means they're doing it for other guys. So I don't know if he's a gay guy I don't know him at all. I have no idea what his story is, but I don't normally think women look for porn like that, especially, you know, unless you know he's someone of, you know, extreme proportions.
Even then, I'm just going to peek once. I'm not going to sign up for a monthly subscription.
Yeah, I don't know.
To clarify, though, I will say they can put whatever they want on there. It's just much of what's on there is, I mean, he might not be looking to do porn. This might be his way to, well, if I'm going to post on social media, here's where I'm going to post it. And if you want to see it, you got to pay to see it. I don't know how much he costs or anything. get to join his OnlyFans page. And they're saying it's not clear, even though he's on there. I guess he hasn't posted enough for us to really know the flavor of this whole thing. Right. The other person who is on there currently is, and there are tons of people on there, I'm sure. Bella Thorne, who was a Disney star, and is kind of a wild child now. And she's very beautiful girl and kind of model actress type. In fact, she's the chick from the fireplace photo shoot that we saw and went, whoa.
Oh, right.
That girl. Scott Disick? Did we just say she was with Scott Disick for a while?
That's
so
correct.
She's
yeah,
clearly a party
a
girl.
Minute.
And she earned $1 million in one day on OnlyFans. She charges 20. I know. And in fact, over the course of her first week on there, she earned well over $2 million. So
and she's doing porn? Is that what you're telling me?
She is using the platform to share personal content, never be foreseen photos and videos. They're not saying here that she is nude, although there are, I believe, isn't she the one who said, I've been hacked, here's every nude I've ever taken, so that they can't blackmail me? Mm-hmm. She is known in the porn world, though. She received the Vision Award from Pornhub for a film that she, it's an adult film, it's a sex flick, but she made it, it's a film. It's called Her and Him. It's an edgy 20-something guy who stumbles upon a surprise text in his girlfriend's phone, interrupting their morning routine and spinning everything into an out-of-control, sexually charged encounter. Sounds like a regular porn to me, but what do I know? So she says that she'll use her OnlyFans earnings for her production company and donate to charity. And she also says she's going to try and make a film based on her experience on this fan page. So I don't know what she plans to post up there, but if someone's paying $20 a month for this, they're going to want to see a little TNA. I hate to say it, but she's going to find a lot of people jump off after month one if she doesn't come up with something compelling. So
$2 million, I'd do just about anything on my little fan page, wouldn't you? Well, maybe you wouldn't. I wouldn't do anything. What do you want to see?
Yeah, you're
everyone?
Down with the whole bend over, pull apart. You should join this and see if you can make some money. What if you made $1 million in one day, Vin? I'll sign up. I will totally sign up. If you go on OnlyFans, you're guaranteed at least my $20. I promise you. I'll be the first person to sign up. I can't wait to see what you do.
Found Bella Thorne. All right.
Oh,
it's just she doesn't show everything. She's got
a bikini bottom on and nothing else. She's covering her boobs with her ass.
She's
bored in the house. And she's in the house bored. She has a nice back. Oh boy, that was a side. That's a side boob right there. Mm-hmm. Okay, well look, you can get that and more on her OnlyFans page. Vinny, are you signing up or what? Because I need to know now. Now I'm. I'm gonna need to. Our listeners are freaking out. They want to see you.
If I thought I could make $1 million or $2 on that thing, I'd do it. But I, for some reason,
well, you won't
I
know until
like,
you try, my friend.
No, I know what?
Maybe
for,
today.
For $43, I think putting all of this graphic content up is just going to really backfire for me.
Well, start with less graphic. Just give us like glimpses and just see how many people you listen. I'll be talking about it every.
Oh, there's Bella.
I was on Vinny's OnlyFans account yesterday.
There's the
fireplace.
Just a refresher.
Bella Thorne.
Just for research.
Sure, a little research. It looks pretty good.
Does have
all right.
A nice
I may have to follow her on OnlyFans. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I'll get to the man shorts story that I didn't get to last time and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.